Yeah.
Going through the park, why? Going through the park, why? Come on, y'all, and see it with me. Park, why?
Welcome to the show. You know, you don't have to drive all the way to Neptune for great Neptunian food. Today, we're going to kick it up a notch as I show you how to fricassee a mouth-watering Neptunian slug. Woo-wee! Now, while you're greasing the pan and preheating your oven to 3,500 degrees, you're going to separate the yolk from your genetically enhanced eggplant and then give the whole thing a good blast from your spice weasel. Bam!
Hey, what you watching?
Nothing.
Is that a cooking show?
No, of course not. It was, porno. Yeah, that's it.
Bender, I didn't know you liked cooking. That's so cute.
It's true. I've been hiding it for so long.
It's okay, Bender. I like cooking, too.
Pansy.
Of course, your most important ingredient is this baby right here, the Neptunian slug. You can get it in a can, but to really do things right, you gotta strangle yourself a fresh one. Now, this is why you always want to use cast iron cookware.
Vendamon, it has come to my attention that this company has been paying you to do nothing but loaf about on the couch.
You call that a couch? I demand a pillow.
I'm sorry, but if you want to continue drawing a salary, you've got to do more than watch the cooking shows all day.
You're going to be the ship's cook?
Yeah, we're going to kick it up a notch. Bam!
I know you like cooking shows, but you're a robot. You don't even have a sense of taste.
Honey, I wouldn't talk about taste if I was wearing a lime green tank top.
Bam! So this is Little Neptune.
Yep. Every chef knows this is the place to get exotic gourmet ingredients.
Among other things.
Come on, man. Don't hold out on me like this.
Psst. You want my organ? Fresh and cheap, ready for transplant.
Ooh, what's this?
Ah, his X-ray eye. See through anything.
Wait a minute. This is Z-ray.
C is just as good. In fact, it's better. It's two more than X.
I can see where that would be an advantage. Do you take cash?
Fry, you have to be more careful. You're not in the 20th century anymore. You don't know how things work here.
I'm not a little kid, Leela. I grew up in this city. These are my people. What up?
Word.
See? Wow, you guys sell every kind of meat here except human.
What? You want human?
What's this spice for?
That's powdered swamp root. Makes you irresistible to the opposite sex.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'll take 2 pounds.
Hey, buddy, I'm looking for fresh slug.
Yellow or purple?
Whatever.
The purple one causes terrible nightmarish diarrhea.
Yeah, either one's fine.
Hey, have you seen Fry?
Now that you mention it, I do have trouble breathing underwater sometimes. I'll take the gills.
Yes, gills. Then you don't need lungs anymore, is right?
Can't imagine why I would.
Lie down on table. I take lungs now, gills come next week. Nurse!
Let's do it.
You may feel small pain.
Thank you!
What the hell were you doing? I warned you to stay away from those guys.
I'm capable of making my own decisions, Leela. Did you ever stop to think I might be happier with Gills?
Good news, everyone.
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that.
You'll be making a delivery to the planet Trisol.
Here it comes.
A mysterious world in the darkest depths of the Forbidden Zone.
Thank you and good night.
Professor, are we even allowed in the Forbidden Zone?
Why, of course. It's just a name. Like the Death Zone or the Zone of No Return. All the zones have names like that in the Galaxy of Terror.
Professor...
Off you go. Pleasant trip.
Hey, Bender. How's dinner coming?
Almost ready. Ah. Now for a dash of salt.
Listen, this is Bender's first meal, and he's a little sensitive. So let's be supportive, okay?
Aye.
Yeah, okay. Oh, dear God!
That's the saltiest thing I've ever tasted. And I once ate a big heaping bowl of salt.
Bender, is this salt water?
It's salt with water in it, if that's what you mean.
My vision's fading. I think I'm gonna die.
There was nothing wrong with that food. The salt level was 10% less than a lethal dose.
Uh-oh. I shouldn't have had seconds.
Okay, Fry, here's the package to deliver. And for once in your life, be careful. This is my first visit to the Galaxy of Terror, and I'd like it to be a pleasant one.
Ow!
Don't touch anything or talk to anyone. Just go to the palace, drop it off, and come right back.
Jeez, will you lay off? I was delivering things before you were born. I think I know what I'm doing. I've never been so thirsty. Oh, come on, go down already. Anybody home?
The royal bottle is empty! You drank our emperor!
No, it wasn't me.
Drank our emperor! You assassinated him!
I didn't mean to. He just looked so cool and refreshing.
I'm sure he was.
But now he's gone, and your fate is sealed! All hail the new emperor!
Hail! Hail! Hail!
So after I specifically asked you not to touch anything, you drank a bottle of strange blue liquid? It could have been poisonous acid.
It could have been, but chances were equally good it was an emperor.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. I am Murg, the High Priest. If I might interject?
You might.
I humbly advise that as your first act, you choose a capable Prime Minister. I suggest Gorgak, the previous appointee.
I will be a forceful and effective administrator.
You know, Fry, I've often thought about becoming a Prime Minister.
I gotta go with Bender.
Yes! In your face, Gorgak!
That's it, Fry. As your captain, I order you back to the ship. You are in way over your head.
Gee, you think so, Captain? I better check with my Prime Minister.
Stay the course, pal.
Your Highness, a package came for you.
Hey, thanks. Wow, this got here just in time.
This is your majesty's harem. You may choose any of these maidens to be your royal consort.
How about that one?
Oh, I didn't realize your majesty was into that sort of thing.
On second thought, I'll take that one.
Hey, whatever you say, I'm not here to pass judgment.
Does anyone else think it's odd that a shiftless 25-year-old delivery boy could drop out of the sky, kill the emperor, and be rewarded instead of punished?
You don't have to beat around the bush, Leela. We all know who you're talking about. Me, right?
I don't think there's anything to worry about. These people seem really mild-mannered.
They are mild. In fact, you're soaking in one right now.
You touched me in ways I've never been touched before.
Ah, there you are, Your Majesty. It's time to begin preparing for tomorrow's coronation ceremony.
A fancy dress gala. I'll wear my formal shell.
Fry will be enthroned tomorrow at the setting of the three suns, when we Trisolians enter our nocturnal phase.
There won't be a lot of long-winded speeches, will there?
Only one. The absolutely flawless recitation from memory of the royal oath.
By you.
Will there be cake?
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
Mmm.
And now, get ready to laugh till your sides leak with our planet's foremost political satirist, Flawed.
So what is the deal with people from under the orange sun? They're all... But us guys from under the red sun, we're like, oh, oh, oh. Right? Am I right?
Oh, yeah, he's right.
Fry, I have to talk to you. You're in terrible danger. You see Emperor Plon here? He met his end when he was drunk by Emperor Strug. And before he could even wipe his mouth, Strug was drunk by Schwab.
So?
Look at all these guys. Do you have any idea what the average length of their reigns was?
80,000 years?
No, 1 week.
Damn. I knew you wouldn't have asked unless it was really high or really low.
Every emperor ascended to power by assassinating the previous one. And guess who's next?
Well, at least my assassin will get what's coming to him.
You're in tremendous danger, you idiot. Half these emperors were drunk at their own coronation.
Hey, I plan on having a few brewskis myself.
No, they were assassinated. In fact, the law says you'll be killed on the spot if you fail to recite the oath from memory.
Yeah, I was gonna thumb through that later.
Oh, that is completely reckless. Don't you ever think ahead?
Hell no. If I stopped to think ahead, I wouldn't be emperor, and I wouldn't even be here in the year 3000. It's just like the story of the grasshopper and the octopus. All year long, the grasshopper kept burying acorns for winter, while the octopus mooched off his girlfriend and watched TV. But then the winter came, and the grasshopper died, and the octopus ate all his acorns, and also he got a race car. Is any of this getting through to you?
Oh, I give up. You're going to get yourself killed, and this time I won't be able to save you.
Who asked you to? I told you 100 times to stop treating me like a baby. Now go. Go gather your nuts, you nagging grasshopper.
That's it. I'm never helping you again. If anyone except you needs me, I'll be in the ship.
I'll be fine. It's not like anyone's going to drink me. Quit it.
People of Trisol, it is my honor to present your new emperor.
What up?
Stick to the oath.
Right. I, Fry, who drank Bont the Viscous, who drank Ungo the Moist, who guzzled Zorn the Stagnant, who slurped Hudge the Dewy, who enjoyed a soup composed principally of Throm the Chunky, do solemnly swear to rule with honor and... insanity. Integrity.
Congratulations, Your Highness. I now present you with your royal unisex robe. Long live Fry the Solid!
Hey, look! The suns are setting! I can finally switch to hard liquor! Check out the glowing freaks. It's beautiful. Hey, what's that? The Emperor Bunt. He's still alive.
Of course I'm alive. Now cut this creep open and drain me out.
My tummy hurts.
They're over here. They're running up the stairs.
Shut up, you.
Let us in. Fry must die so that Bont may live.
What am I going to do?
We've got to get the Emperor out of your body before they kill you.
Relax, Fry. I'll simply spin you in a high-speed centrifuge, separating out the denser fluid of His Highness.
But won't that crush my bones?
Oh, right, with the bones. I always forget about the bones.
Hey, why don't you just sweat them out?
Forget it. As Emperor, I refuse to be dripped out through somebody's armpit.
Well, I could vomit or urinate. Would you feel better about that?
Slightly. But my favorite so far is the bone crushing.
What about crying?
That's a great idea. Crying.
Fine. That of the bone one.
Keep it up, men. The veneer is starting to peel.
Oh, dear. It's no use. I want to cry, but I'm just too macho.
I'll make you cry, buddy. You're a pimple on society's ass, and you'll never amount to anything.
What do you mean? I was emperor of a whole planet.
Good point. But here's a disturbing reminder. Everyone you knew or loved in the 20th century is dead.
These things happen.
Okay, Fry. Grab a Kleenex for this one, because there's no God, and your idiotic human ideals are laughable.
Whew. That's a load off my mind.
Man, I guess it's harder than I thought to make someone cry.
You did your best, Bender.
Up yours, bimbo!
Let's face it, we're in hot butter here. We should call Leela for help.
Kermit, lobster! That is a good idea. I'll go call her.
She'll never help me. She's still mad that I told her never to help me.
Come on, Leela's not the type to hold a grudge. Collect call from...
I'm not giving my name to a machine.
I'll accept.
Fry's in trouble, and he needs help. Now, I don't like you, and you don't like me.
I like you.
You do? Look, are you going to help or not?
I don't know why I should. I mean, after what he...
Wait. What is it you like best about me?
Is she coming?
I'm not sure, but I do know that she likes my in-your-face attitude.
What the hell is that?
It's the Juice-O-Matic 4000. It'll strain my juices from you while filtering out the pulp. By which I mean your shredded remains.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
This is the saddest day of my life. And I still can't cry.
Wait a second. Here comes Leela.
Oh, no. They have her totally outnumbered.
I can't believe it. She's risking her life for me after the way I treated her. Oh, I don't deserve this. I feel terrible.
You do?
Is she all right?
I don't know. Perhaps I'll look out this window. Ah, dear God in heaven, they're swarming all over.
No!
What are you talking about, Bender? She's only...
They're strapping her to the juicer. Oh, they're putting some ice cubes in the glass under it.
This can't be happening.
It can, and for all you know, it is. Oh, I'm sorry, Fry. She's dead.
All Leela ever wanted to do was help me. And I was too proud and stupid to accept it. I wish I had died instead of her.
What are you talking about?
Leela, you're alive!
Of course I'm alive.
I told Fry you were dead so he would cry out the Emperor, but you had to go and wreck it by surviving.
We only got two drops.
What the...
It's only a matter of time now.
I'll handle this.
Listen, Fry. I think I can get us out of this if you're willing to let me help you.
Thanks, Leela. From now on, I'll take all the help you're willing to give. I know you just want what's best for me. Ow! What was that for? Hey, come on! Ow! That hurt!
I know. Amy, get the bottle.
Ow! Oh, now I understand.
Come on, everybody help out Fry.
Ow, 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 ow! Thanks, everybody. I love you all. You guys are true. Oh! Cut it out, Bender. That's a tender area.
How we doing, Amy?
Great. We're 1/10 of the way there.
Oh!
Okay, it's your turn.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm the Emperor. Thanks for crying me out.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh!